Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Celebrity news, okay? And we got the dose of laughter to go with it, you dig? Because laughter is the best medicine. So yeah. Let's get started today by heading over to the West Coast. Yay, yay! West and checking in with Heidi and Frank. What up, West guys? Coast.
Hello! Good to see you, ATL.
All right, y'all. So Headcrack and Portia are out today, but no worries because sitting in, we got the man with the plan, baby. Lifestyle expert Kenny Burns in the building. Lovely Real Housewives of Atlanta star Eva Marcille. Catch y'all later on in the show. Will Eva Marcille reveal her baby's name on the show? Ooh. Now that we know she's expecting a boy, ooh, and she didn't tell us first. Come on, sis. Kylie Jenner and Alex Rodriguez are two dames we talk about often, but I don't think ever in the same conversation or story. So we'll tell you why there's some tension between those two. But first, you guys, Cardi B's new video for her hit single Press is making headlines. And we all know that Cardi B has been indicted for opening up a can of whoop ass on somebody. Actually, two women at a strip club who claim to have had sex with her man, her husband, rapper Offset. Correct?
That is almost accurate. Right? That's almost accurate.
Why almost?
Allegedly.
Okay, y'all. Well, it looks like this might be a peek into how she really feels about the case. Take a look.
Oh!
Come on, cigarette!
They know how I'm coming, real bitch in the flesh. Who the fuck don't check?
Can we just take another look at the beginning of that video?
Yeah, I want to see that too.
Rewind that. That was so sexy.
That was the sexiest intro.
Mind you, Gary's over here barfing.
I always thought Cardi B had fake breasts.
No, I ain't nothing to do with a bang, honey.
Shut up, Frank.
Oh, God. Wow.
So do y'all think it was smart for her to do this video?
No. Absolutely.
Why not, Gary?
She got Glocks and things, honey, and beating up people and stuff like that.
But that's the reason why you do art. You do art because it helps to emulate life, and it helps her to express herself.
The hood is good, Gary.
You knew what a Glock was.
This is probably one of the dopest videos I've seen in
a very long time.
Well, it looks like Pamela Anderson and her soccer star boyfriend, his name is Adil Rami, just landed in Splitsville. Some people may not even know that she had a boyfriend, but she did. The Baywatch babe has dumped Adil for living a double life. Now, she posted a photo of her and Adil on her social media with the saddest caption ever. And I'm going to read it for you.
Talk to us, Heidi.
Grab tissues. It's a rough one.
Yeah. Give it to us.
It's not going to be easy to get through. But
give
I'm
it to us raw.
The last more than 2 years of my life have been a big lie. I was scammed, led to believe we were in big love.
Oh.
I'm devastated to find out in the last few days that he was living a double life. He used to joke about other players who had girlfriends down the street in apartments close to their wives. He called those men monsters.
Oh.
But this is worse. He lied to all. How is it possible to control two women's hearts and minds like this? I'm sure there were others. He's the monster. How could I have helped so many people and not be wise enough or able to help myself?
Bastard.
Oh. Well, what did he do?
Well, his double life is he's a soccer player and he's also a well-dressed Pringles can.
Did you see the mustache, Frank? Did you see the mustache? I was concerned for 2 seconds.
But the sad part, I would have known he had a double life because his name was Adil Doe. But
I went on his Instagram page, and his whole explanation is, "I'm sorry that Pamela misunderstood what was going on because he has a wife and children.
What?
An ex-wife and children, and so he was trying to stay in the lives of his children. So when he'd go over to see them."
He's sleeping with the mom.
Alluding to the fact that, he's going to see his children, but there was more going on, and he was scamming both of them. Like she didn't know about Pamela. Pamela didn't know about her, and he's playing both sides.
Oh.
Think about it. Pamela Anderson is 51 years old, and this guy is 33.
What the hell I'm gonna say, so
what does she really expect from him?
Thank you.
Tongue game.
Some older women like younger men.
The younger man is still going to be a young man, though.
Right.
She's not dating George Clooney.
He's
going
to make you out of a fool, honey.
Yeah.
You're going to play with younger women while your old ass at home.
Hello?
Oh, I would never date nobody.
Absolutely correct.
All right, now, moving on from the regular people of the world, now it's time for Gary's Royal Report. Now, I'm tired of people coming for my cousins and their money. People are being very judgy again, honey, when it comes to the Duchess of Sussex. People are being judgy again when it comes to the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, because she added some bling to her engagement ring.
What do you mean she added some bling to her engagement ring?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Some royal expert over the pond named Ingrid Sewell said, quote, "I find it a bit odd Meghan would want to alter a ring that her husband has especially designed for her. A royal engagement ring is a piece of history, not a bit of jewelry, to be updated when it looks old-fashioned."
Can Miss Ingrid get her a life and a man and worry about her own ring?
Hello?
And let Meghan enjoy her ring on her finger from her
man? And I'm sure her husband had nothing negative to say about her wanting
Absolutely
to do that
not.
Because he loves her and he wants her to be happy. And
yeah, because it looked like a wood band on the before picture. That doesn't even look respectable.
Well, y'all, Alex Rodriguez is eating his words. Let me tell y'all what happened. The baseball star did an interview with Sports Illustrated and spoke about a convo he had with billionaire Kylie Jenner at the Met Gala.
Wow.
Okay, y'all, he told reporters that Kylie was talking about Instagram and her lipstick and how rich she is. Well, the beauty mogul did not take kindly to this and fired right back, saying that they did not discuss her wealth. She tweeted, "No, I didn't. We only spoke about Game of Thrones." Wait, y'all, a few hours later, A-Rod responded to Kylie with, "Oh, my God, that's right, at Kylie Jenner. It was me talking about you and your makeup line and how much my girls love you. Hashtag GOT for Game of Thrones. Hashtag respect. Hashtag all love." Sound like to me, fellas, like
he got checked.
Okay. No,
he got checked a little bit.
He got checked. He was trying to work that girl, honey. He had to explain his day out to J-Lo, honey, while he was really talking to her. That's what that was.
Some are saying that he tweeted back sarcasm, but you can't read sarcasm.
Can we read it sarcastically? Let me read it sarcastically.
Come on, Heidi.
"Oh, my God, that's right, Kylie Jenner. It was me talking about you and your makeup line and how much my girls love you." That's sarcastic.
Wow, that is kind of harsh as a slapback.
Yeah, right. Like, no, it's me talking about how rich you are. No, it's me talking about your makeup. Yeah, that makes sense.
I believe that A-Rod was confused about what they talked about and what was going through his mind the whole time. It's like her Instagram, her lipstick, and can you believe how rich this girl is? And he thought
that's
they were talking about it. Because he checked out of the Game of Thrones discussion. He's just like, "My God, she's a billionaire. She's a billionaire. She's a billionaire." Because I'm supposed to have lunch with a billionaire tomorrow. And that's all I can think about. I mean, I don't know what to talk about with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I bring in Heidi so I can look a little bit more successful. I mean, she's like, well, not so much my arm candy, she's my arm gum.
The one thing he needs to be careful of are those Kardashian hive. The Kardashian hive, like the beehive. They so gangsta.
Damn it, I need a Heidi hive. Heidi, militia.
I got you. I'm one of your goons, Heidi. I got you. Let me know.
Thank you.
The Hydenians.
Find out why fans are attacking Robin Thicke's fiance after she revealed this about their daughter. Be right back.
Dish Nation.
You've heard about neighborhood watch groups, right? Neighbors looking out for each other, keeping the community safe. Well, get this. The Neighborhood Watch is now an app on your phone. You might be wondering, how does that work? Well, the app's called Neighbors, and it's by Ring, the company behind those video doorbells and security cameras. With the Neighbors app, I receive real-time crime and safety alerts from my neighbors. Just yesterday, I was looking at my neighbor's feed, and I saw some of the issues that people are having in my area with stolen packages, and neighbors were sharing some great tips on how to avoid those issues and possible ways to identify the people caught in the video. It really helps you stay informed about what's going on in your neighborhood, and it's completely free, which I love. Now, the fact is, this app is making it easier for my neighbors to work together and keep the community safe. It's like a new neighborhood watch powered by real people. So if you want to help make sure your neighborhood's safe, download the free Neighbors app today. Go to ring.com/dish to download from the iOS or Android app stores. That's ring.com/dish. Make your neighborhood safer today with the Neighbors app by Ring.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish.
Hey.
Hey. Well, it seems like another pop singer is single yet again.
Again.
Oh, Lord. I know. Camila Cabello broke up with her boyfriend of a year and a half.
Which one now?
Matthew Hussey.
Oh,
baby, the streets are talking. Well, what people are saying is that the reason that they split might have to do with another singer.
They got that song together.
Mm-hmm. And the steamy video that they did together for a song called Senorita. Now, the video is muy caliente. There are a lot of eyes between the two. Let's just take a look.
Cause you know it's been a long time coming, don't you let me fall. Open your lips, I'm just me hooked on your tongue. Ooh, love your kisses, deadly, don't stop. I love it when you call me, senorita.
See the energy though, they had a connection.
No,
you didn't see the connection?
Like, she didn't wear
this
a chain
was so
bra.
PG.
Yeah.
Well, they're PG star.
But you know what though, y'all? This is the same way how what's her name got her man, Chrissy Teigen, and she got John Legend that would do these music videos. I don't like music videos because that breaks happy home.
And what you mean you don't like music videos?
Now, if they're gonna have sex scenes with people losing their mates.
He's talking about he don't like sex scenes. Go to his search in his phone.
Right. Yeah.
Give me your phone, girl.
Honey, that's pics.
Hey.
Oh, God. So it seems the online celebrity mom shamers are at it again, man. And this time they are targeting singer Robin Thicke's fiance, model April Love Geary. So April posted a video, a cute video of her 16-month-old daughter eating some Flamin' Hot Cheetos, y'all. Ooh. Well, you would have thought April gave her damn daughter some methamphetamines or something because the trolls start attacking over the snack. Oh, my goodness, you can't eat Cheetos? One person Eva. What you eat?
She feeding her baby Flamin' Hot Cheetos right now.
One person commented, those Cheetos are beyond toxic. She's just a child. Go read a parenting book. And then after all the mom bashing, April clapped back in her own Insta stories by saying this. White people need to understand that people of color give their children spicy food all the time. My kids are fine, Cheetos. Becky. Oh. Worry about your own kids.
Oh. Yes,
but Cheetos, though.
Okay.
Black folk give their kids spicy
Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh. Yeah.
But I'm gonna need Miss April to pump the brakes, honey. Your man is white.
We're talking about Robin Thicke, though. Robin Thicke is the blackest white dude you've ever met.
If they stop him and stop me, honey, the police, well, who'll go to jail for?
He's a black white guy.
Okay.
As much as you could be one.
As much as you can be one.
But I'm going to tell you, people always want to tell you what to do about your kids.
Let them eat whatever they want to.
Cheetos for everybody.
Well, all right, honey. Now, our friend here, Miss Eva Marcel, honey. Now, she revealed some big news, honey, while she was gone. Eva's having a baby boy. He's going to be a little boyfriend for Portia's little poor. Congratulations, Eva.
Thank you.
But the range of marriages.
Wait a minute, though, niece, honey. We're a little jealous, though. You went to the black TV, BET, and announced on the red carpet that you were having a baby. You didn't even tell us here at Dish Nation.
Well, I...
Where your check coming from?
You the one that made me pregnant.
Hey! Oh. Everybody calm down.
Please calm down. The girls are really throwing me out of the sorority. Wait up.
So, Eva, what was your reaction when you first found out she was having another boy?
Super excited. You know, my son, Mikey, now gets to have a little brother. Want me to tell you guys something exclusive that I didn't tell Tanika?
Sure,
come
you
on,
gotta make up for not telling radio and Dish.
Okay. His name is going to be Maverick Leonard Sterling.
Also, Marley, Mickey, and Matt.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Marley, Mikey, and Maverick.
Oh, that's cute.
Marley,
oh,
Mikey, and Maverick.
Okay. So,
now, Maverick is a good name because the good thing about it, when he's in school, they're not going to know who he is before they see him.
What do you mean? His name's not ethnic?
Come on with the punchline, Gary. Come on with the punchline, Gary. Jesus.
Go, Kenny. You do the team.
Up next, find out what superstar athlete has made history as the second African-American woman on the Wheaties box. We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, y'all, she is breaking records again. The 23-time Grand Slam tennis champ, my girl Serena Williams, has revealed to fans that she will be the second black woman to ever grace the Wheaties box.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
are you serious? Yes, Lord.
So, y'all, let's be happy for her. But before we discuss this further, let's take a look at the big reveal.
So, I have some really exciting news. I involved an amazing box. I am on the cover of Wheaties, and I couldn't be more happy and more excited.
But my thing is, I mean, quiet's being kept. I'm sure her husband got her on that box.
Nah, she earned
she
that,
she got
baby.
Her on that box.
She earned that.
All these years, and they had another black woman. You can't tell me her husband, because she's married to a European man. He got her on the damn box.
Alrighty, guys. Well, it looks like BB Rexha got herself in the hot seat with this one. She shared how she felt vindicated after she saw one of her childhood bullies serving and slanging burgers.
Mm. Ooh, yes, I know that feeling, Sally.
And she saw me, she tweeted, she said, all bullies will be serving you burgers one day.
Okay.
Well, one of her fans did not like it and take too kindly to her tweet, so as usual, they had to clap back, and they quote, but never forget that simple work does not mean that you're a loser. There are people who have no options in this world. Others choose a simpler life. No, that's what her ass get for being a bully.
Okay.
And now you over here slaying a patty.
Instead of studying in school, you was bullying people.
Yeah.
And now your profession is flipping burgers.
Well, BB took note of the fans' comment and replied, I took down my bully tweet, okay? It came off the wrong way. I was just trying to say that bullying ain't right.
Man, I think you should be able to say how you feel. It's your damn Instagram. I'm so tired of all this censorship and everybody being all extra sensitive.
Brad, have you ever had this experience?
Absolutely not.
Gary, what about you?
Yes, I mean, you know, in school, everybody called me a sissy, and I get paid to be me.
All right, now, that is a message. If you are yourself long enough,
I didn't get bullied.
They will pay you to be you.
All right.
Amen?
Amen.
Church, say amen.
Hey.
All right, y'all know what time it is?
Yes.
It's deal time. Are you looking for a brighter smile than you would love? Pro Noir Charcoal Whitener. It's a natural alternative for whiter teeth and healthier gums without using fluoride, bleach, or any toxic chemicals. It safely cleans and polishes teeth, strengthens enamel, improves gum health, and freshens breath. Dang! And get this, it removes coffee, wine, tea, and tobacco stains naturally.
Ooh, Brad, now I just love it. Do they use natural ingredients?
Well, Gary, the word is that this product is formulated using natural, plant-based, and or organic ingredients and never includes harsh chemicals and will never be tested on animals.
Oh. Yes, so you know I still have my natural teeth, so I need this. How much is it?
All right, guys, get ready to smile, baby, because usually the two-pack Pro Noir Charcoal Whitener could cost you as much as $80.
Ooh.
But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just
$22.
$22, baby. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent ya.
All righty, well, up next, we've heard of walking dolls, but have you ever heard of walking a chicken? Yes, Heidi and Frank will tell you more after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. I love this story. If you're an animal lover, you're going to love it too, because if you've got a dog or cat, you know it's pretty easy to find products for that dog and cat. Maybe clothes.
Really? Clothes?
Really? You don't put clothes on your dog?
Products for dogs and cats, I'm thinking like maybe like chew toys, leashes,
that
collars.
That too.
Clothes.
But what if you have a pet chicken? Yes, some people have pet chickens, and they want to be able to take them out and go for walks, and there was no product for them. Until now, there is a product from a company called Yesito, and they are making, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Chicken harnesses. Yeah, you can put a harness on your chicken. So this harness sells for $14.99. They're available in red, orange, and purple. Each one comes with a 6-foot leash and 3 interchangeable bow ties. You know, depending on your chicken's mood. I really don't know.
I see chicken harness, and all I see is hillbilly sex swing. You know what I mean?
You and your wife get one of them chicken harnesses, you know, to get her.
Yeah. I'll take the chicken harness and side of mashed potatoes and some coleslaw.
And you see your wife swing, and you look and you go, that's poultry in motion, ain't it?
Poultry in motion. Shut up. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Hopefully
later.
The credits are coming up about now. And they already got the big peach symbol on there. And we're long gone. Okay? I gotta go walk my chicken.
And you're still laughing.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.